This is Brian Naylor at the Capitol. In Congress today, all sides in the Iraq debate, from hostile critics of the president to steadfast cheerleaders, found something in the benchmarks report to validate their points of view. Democrats, like Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, pounced on the report's finding that there was no clear progress toward meeting more than half of the benchmarks. Durbin said it was evidence the president's policy is failing.
Sad to say, President Bush is out of touch. He's out of touch with the reality of the war in Iraq. He's out of touch with the American people. This benchmark assessment report, which we've received, doesn't give us much hope.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said the report confirmed that the war in Iraq is, as he put it, headed in a dangerous direction. Reid also referred to a Washington Post story today, which says the Bush administration has concluded that al-Qaeda has significantly rebuilt itself in western Pakistan.
It's really a travesty that Osama bin Laden is still at large, almost 6 years after 9/11. But it's not surprising that al-Qaeda has been able to reorganize and rebuild because the administration has taken its eye off the ball when it comes to fighting terrorism.
The benchmarks report arrived at the Capitol as both the House and the Senate debated measures calling for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq starting in 120 days. Republican leaders opposing what they've been calling a precipitous withdrawal said the report supported their view that the so-called surge strategy needs more time. Perhaps the most optimistic reaction to the report came from one of Congress's staunchest supporters of the war in Iraq, Senator Joseph Lieberman. The Connecticut Independent found what he called very encouraging news in the report,
particularly about the positive effects, the successes of the change in policy that the president implemented, led by General Petraeus, called a surge, but it's really a counteroffensive. And that counteroffensive is working to drop sectarian violence in Baghdad and to put al-Qaeda on the run.
Meanwhile, the House approved its troop withdrawal measure today, 223 to 201, largely along party lines. It would require U.S. forces to be out of Iraq by next April and prompted some highly charged partisan debate. Georgia Republican Tom Price said the bill was nothing but political pandering by Democrats.
Clearly, this bill was not written in response to what our generals think, whose interim report was released just hours ago. Instead, it was written in reaction to polls and to political pressure from MoveOn.org and others.
But Georgia Democrat John Lewis said the measure was a step that would, as he put it, end the madness in Iraq.
How many more of our young people must die before we realize enough is enough? One more day our involvement is too many. One more death is one too many. This war is not worthy of another drop of human blood.
The Senate is expected to vote next week on a similar measure, but it's unlikely to survive, and if it were to reach the White House, it faces a certain veto by the president. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.